is that going to help us? He's going to come back tonight, or is okay, the second mission was Abby Murray, I can be so pretty. The second mission was Danielle Shayna, Pastor Yeshua Falak. Okay, Rabosai. So, last week we discussed whether women have the obligation of saying Birkas HaShachar. And we said that Mishnah Berurah says that that discussion is totally on Birkas HaShachar is only in the morning, or you could say Birkas HaShachar the whole day. According to the Vilna Gaon, if you didn't say Birkas HaShachar in the morning, you could say it the whole day until you go to sleep. So it's not a mitzvah to say Shas Magrav, it's the whole day. And according to the Nesivas and the Shlomo Kluger, you can only say Birkas HaShachar in the morning. So then it's a mitzvah to say Shas Magrav, and you will the women will not be chayav. But today, tonight's discussion, Rez Hashem, is about when is the earliest you could say Birkas HaShachar. What would you say? Like, when is the starting point? We discussed it last week, when's the ending point? So, when is the starting point? And what if you get up in the middle of the night? Yeah. So you're saying if you wake up for the day, so you're saying that you could say Birkas HaShachar even say 3 o'clock. Say you wake up 3 o'clock in the evening, so to speak, 3 o'clock in the morning. You wake up for the day. You say you could say Birkas HaShachar?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I would say just when Shachar, that connotes a certain period of time. So just like the earliest of the goblin, what is it, Mashiach or Tehillah?
Yeah. Yeah, so, but like Dr. Einstein pointed out last week, that really it's not an official title, Birkas HaShachar. It doesn't say in the Gemara that this is called Birkas HaShachar. So let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch in Mem Zayin Yud Gimel. Hamashkim Kodim Or Hayom Lilmod. Person gets up before the morning, before daylight, before Alos HaShachar. He wants to learn. Yivarach Berachas HaTorah. Ein Tzorach Lachzor Levarach Sheilech LeBeis HaKnesses. That's because he made it. Mashkim Korb Orayom Yivarach Kol Seid HaBerachas Chutz BiBerachas HaNosin LaSech VivIna. So if you wake up even before the night, dawn, you can say all the brachas except for what? That's why it was Sechvi's. It doesn't make sense to make the bracha then. Because I'm not saying La Sechvi Vino Lafkim in Yom Ve'Laila.
You have to see.
It's not Lafkim in Yom Ve'Laila. It's still the middle of the night. So he says you can make all the brachas. Make all the brachas even before daylight. Which is interesting. Yeah, because why should that be true? I mean, just like, I mean, you're not getting dressed. Also, you call tarkim means you're putting on your shoes and you're not doing that. So, but maybe you want to say it means it's just a regular bracha al seder hadvarim, but you can say the same thing about nosin l'sach vivino. So apparently, nosin l'sach vivino, that has to be when it's getting light. L'afkin yom v'la. So that's true. Yeah.
But it seems like you would not be able to say it, but yeah. If you cannot say it but before Jesus crowed,
right,
then you cannot say it
because the rooster's not crowing anymore.
Right. It's already light. Just according to the reason. It's already light.
Yeah.
So what's
right.
to say?
That's right. That's a good point. He's saying that if you're restricting it, yeah. Oh, galaxies. Who's Galaxy S9? Maybe that's for this one. Galaxy S9. Rabbi Yitzchok? Oh, there's a Dovid Hillishly. Okay.
My phone wasn't working, so I threw it on this phone.
What?
My phone wasn't working, so I tried it here.
Oh, okay. Excellent. So let's look in the Magen Avraham. Says the Magen Avraham, Uviksavim, what does Uviksavim mean? Uviksavim of who? Uviksavim of the Arizal from Rav Chaim Vital. So let's see what it is. Isa sheyuchu lo mahanosim lachsech vi miyar achar chatzos halayla. After chatzos halayla, you could say, asher nosim lachsech vi miyar. Chaymash mezor vayachal. Venerali dafka yushama kol tarnagol. Only if you heard a term called time ago. In the middle of the night. A little bit difficult. So he says that after Chatzos, you can make the Brichas HaShachar. But the Asher Nosu Lasech, the feast, it has to be when you hear a called time ago. Welcome to the Zohar Lechatkilo. To why did you hear Kol Tarnagol? Not to make it till the morning. But it's interesting that all the Brichas HaShachar otherwise you make it when it's still night. Yeah, what were you saying?
It's possible for Tarnagol to grow in the afternoon.
But Rabbi, if you're allowed to make those brachas, then are you required to then at night? Like, especially.
An excellent question, Joe. Joe's asking if you're allowed, does it mean you're required? Or could you just wait till daylight?
Especially if we include, I don't know if they're including Birchas HaTorah, but you could imagine that you couldn't learn at night until you've made it, but nobody holds that way.
Oh, so let's look at the Rush. Let's look at the Tshuvas HaRush. He writes here on page 4. He says, "V'hamashkim lilmod yivarach alatil sedayim asher yotzer v'lokai d'shama." Kol seder brachas ad brachas haTorah, brachas haTorah bechlal v'yilmod. So he says that if you wake up early, you can say, "Well, make all the brachas, except." Brichas HaTorah, Parshas Tamid Lo Yikra Shoyer, Yom V'chein Asher Nosam L'Sach V'Yivin Aliyov Lo Yivarech Ela Bayom. So he says that all the brachas you can make before, pitch more dark. But Asher Nosam L'Sach V'Yivin, like Dr. Lebo was saying, that's a din in Asher Nosam L'Sach V'Yivin Aliyov Yom V'Yom V'Yom. So that's only Shayach in the daytime. But the other brachas would be shaykh even at night. So let's look at the Shah HaKavonis.
Sounds like here that we from like right after that stuff.
Page 6. Whereas the phrase Leil is the first part of the night. The phrase Laila is the end of the night. After Chatzos.
Evening, night.
Right. So Leil is the first part of the night. If you want to call that evening. And the deep part of the night is after Chatzos. Okay, now we're going to break it down. After Chatzos, Leil of Eilach. The Sechvi Hu Gavrio. So that Gvura, Vachatzi Alaylam Shechas, Hora Habina B'Gvura, Zem Bosh Kosov Nosem Lesach V'yino, V'az Hi Mis Matekis. So what does it mean? Aval Gvura Batsmi Hi Yayin Meshakir V'usor Ha'aylam, Zem Bosh Kosov L'Havkim V'nyom V'laylam, So he says that what? That you make the brachas even at night. Let's see more. Let's look in the Kafachayim. Page 8. So look in the fourth arrow. It says, Uzmanum for Brichas HaShachar Umechatzos Halayla V'Eilach. From Chatzos Halayla you can make Brichas HaShachar. Kimo Shekosu B'Shar HaKavonis. Wow. So that's the Chiddush. I mean, that's the Shara Kavonis. Now look at what he's going to say in the Kaf HaChaim on page 9. What he's going to say, Chiddush. Banan Bedinan, page 9 with the arrows. Banan bedinan kvar pashta hora lifso kedas baran because of mukubalim. Okay, we should come b'chatzos laila. Yuchal lomar kol seder habrochas afil daito lachzor v'lisha. Wow. If you get up after chatzos, you can make all the brachas and go back to sleep. You see? He says it. Because of Yemisha Kama Chatzol Laila, Yilta Lomar Kol Seder Brachas Avil Dides of Lachs of Lisha. Wow. He says the Chatzos is the time. tells us the time. So, where does this come from? Let's take a look. The Matzik Bracha of the Chidah, page 12. It says, "Bzor before Shlachah Chatzos, you before Kibosho." That after Chatzos, they would make Bracha as a Shachar. But the Sefer Hapardes, the Rashi, Savya Kosset Kachem and Hogel Shul Rashi. The Vrachol HaBrachos, Megan Brichas HaNoset Tzelchum Iyya, Mekum HaMashros. Kach Kosset HaRizal. Hey Nogel Shleimim Mekhem Rabbim. So they would make the Brachos, they have the Chatzos. Wow. And if you look further in the Tshuvas or Zaruah here, it says, you see on the right side, the line that begins with, and below the second arrow, the line that begins is the Zman. Zman Kiyum, Tefillin. See it on page 14 on the right side. First word on the line is Zman, three quarters of the way down. Zman Kiyum, Tefillin. Okay, Nira Shakol, Eil HaBrach HaZedim, B'varchem Kiyum, Bayom. Okay, Nim Adam, Mashkim, Kodem, Mosa Shachla, Tzitz Lader, Polomol, Hei Daig, Lach Zavlish, Kodem, Bayom. Shema ba'osu sho yivarech. Whereas he says it doesn't. He says if you wake up early, then you can make it, even if it's still in the middle of the night. He says, "V'li megam gevikach." Okay, no gal mukshemashkim uslichas pamim. Oh, we were. You should know, we were. I tried calling. Then we,
yeah. I
wonder why. Sorry. I made it home and realized it's not. I guess I meant to stay. Oh, it's not. Okay. Okay, near Shakal Elo Brochas Elo Varchum Kim Bayom. Achain Mother Mashkim, Kodam Muda Shakal, says Ladar, Palumod, Pain Dito Lazo Visha Kodam Hayom, Chev also show you Varch. So he says that maybe you really should say the daytime if you woke up. So he's saying like you're saying, even though we saw the Kafa Chaim not that way. But once you're getting up for your day, that's Shachar. And he says, "Lachen nohog almus shemashkimim l'slichas." But people would say slichas early. Almus shemusaimim l'slichas. They would finish slichas, but they would say slichas at the end of the night, and they would finish before Los Hashachar. Wow. See, today, no one would ever do this. Oh, Los Hashachar, you can't do it. It's the middle of the night. How are you going to do it? But his word is that you're getting up early. See, Rabbi Yitzchak. But we're discussing what's the earliest time you could say yes. Yeah. What's the earliest time that you could say Brichas Hashachar, the Brachos?
Sacrifice.
So we learned the Chiddush here tonight. That the Magen Avraham quotes from the Arizal that Brichas Hashachar you could say starting Chatzos HaLayla midnight.
about the first
part. Except for Hashem Nosson Lasak Mivino. But in the Maharaf or Zeru, it says that's only because you got up. Whereas if say you were up till 2, so then maybe not. But because you're now first going to go to sleep. But if you woke up at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and this is now you had your night's sleep, you woke up, so then you could say, Birkas HaShachar. And he says that people used to do that when they would get up early to say slichas. So, and then they would finish, it's still dark, up before Lozhe Shachar, they would make the brachas, even though it wasn't daylight. It was pitch dark, it was still night. But now they're waking up for the day to say slichas, so they would also say Birkas HaTorah. So that's a fascinating, but it's always good to look at the Tshuva's Rav Ha'olim from the Heilige Ben Ish Chai, on page 17. He has good Tshuva's, the Ben Ish Chai. Now he's going to say another interesting Shaila. Say a person didn't go to sleep yet, and it's already midnight. He didn't go to sleep. That happens to all of us. So he says, so what should he do? Should he make Birkas HaShachar now? Or should he go to sleep and make it in the morning? No? What would you say?
I guess the variable is, does he believe he's going to wake up and be able to make it? Then he should do it. Yeah. Doesn't think he'll wake up in a good time. Then he should do it before now. No,
we have last week. So he might go to
right.
I just want to do it.
May as well do it early. And say, I mean, it's counter, it's Birkas HaShachar, then you're going to sleep. But I mean,
counterintuitive. Hagolah of Yerushalmi says he can't understand. It's a little bit strange. You're staying up till 2 o'clock. Then you can go to sleep. So before you go to sleep, you'll say Birkas HaShachar. It's a little counterintuitive. So, let's what he's.
Yeah, I'm Orion will finish watching that.
He says, Tshuva, page 17. When I gave him the LP, Svaras Rabbeinu Rashash. That's not the Rashash, that's the Merkubal. Menar Sholem. Shehikbi Ma'oli Zohar, Lomar Birkas HaShachar, Chatzos HaLaila. Ve'lahachze HaMokin, Shenestalku Kodem Chatzos. Al Yidei Birkas HaShachar, Chozin HaMokin, Heim, Ve'ochor Ponim, Dispashet, Bezer Ampin. I called me this young. They'll hamshich hashefa puchil bartzuv in elyonu. Wow, this is heavy stuff. So he says that that's going to cause something to happen.
You see it.
No, he says a good thing. It will be machzir hamokin shenestalku kodem chatzos. Apparently, kodem chatzos, certain divine inspiration was around, and then it went away. And so that divine inspiration comes back at Chatzos, and you say Birkas HaShachar Chatzos. So he says, if you're up and it's say 2 o'clock at night, say after Chatzos, and then you're gonna go back to sleep, he says, say Birkas HaShachar. Woo! Navari Feldman, isn't that unbelievable? Murder.
Yeah.
because he stopped the shefa. He says, "Lachain royal hisar lomrim kula," and that's it. I never met anyone who would do that. Never everyone, you know what I mean? It's a little strange. She's gonna stay up, stay staying up till 1:30 a.m. So, and then you're gonna go to sleep. He says you should make brachas hashachar before you go to sleep. Because chatzos is the ikar zman, chatzos halayla. That's a chiddush gadol.
Is he including Birchas HaTorah in that?
Well, Birchas HaTorah could be.
Because then you could say that you can't, because then you might say that you, not only should you, but if you plan on doing any more learning, even right before you go to sleep, then maybe you have to make Birchas HaTorah.
Yeah. He says on page 20, Misha Yashem Balaila Mikoso Shainas Keva. So he went to sleep 10:30. Benea Kodum Hatzos got up before Hatzos. He can't make Brichas Hashachar. Miuim Neyor, last line. Achar Hatzos. Korum Hatzos. Nohom Mahantin Achar Hatzos. Delevach Brichas Hashachar. So this man is chatzos. If you woke up before chatzos, you wait till chatzos to make. But Birkas Hashachar, you should say you should do. You should wait till chatzos. What do you say? So what's the significance of chatzos? But that's his mom. Astronomical day. Right. So that's when the day starts at Chatzos. And how do you define astronomical day? Yeah. Right, midnight. Right. So he says that's when you should make Birchas Hashachar, and then it's preferable to make Birchas Hashachar because that will allow the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's benevolence upon us is unleashed before we say Birchas Hashachar. And the time that he's ready to give it is at Chatzos HaLayel. Wow. So Himama says, exactly. They're late comers. They're late comers, right? Wow.
All of these opinions that you have to have davened Myron before Chatzos?
Yeah.
So, because if a person hasn't daven Meir after and Chatzos comes, you would still daven now.
Yeah. Right. It's still Mamash Laila, but it's still, I think what Bebo said, it's the beginning of the astronomical day. So you can make Birchas Hashach, even though it's not Shach now, it's pretty dark. But you can make Birchas Hashachar when there's a new day. and the new day is Chatzos
Tzalayim. Even though it's still theoretical. Yeah, you can daven Ma'ariv all night. So you can do Ma'ariv and then just six feet.
You can do as Ma'ariv and.
Or you can be right. That's the Shachar and then.
Yeah. They're saying you could do.
That would be all right.
Yeah. Wow. So you could start. You said it's like it's the astronomical day, so you can make the bracha. Wow. Okay, so let's look at the Bet Yishchai, page 20. Dr. Ben Yishchai, Misha Yoshim Lalaila, Amitaso Shainas Keva, sleeping. Benea Kodom Chatzos, he goes up Kodom Chatzos, Lovech Mekot Shoshach. Enir Mishtiv Dibay Mekubol, Enir Mishtiv Zohar Kodesh. Ach Brechaz Tor, Yuchel Lovar Kodom Chatzos, Brechaz Tor he can make, because he already had a Shainas Keva. Mim Himneir, Korov Chatzos, Yochel Hamtim. Right, he wakes up right before Chatzos. A little bit before, it's better to wait till Chatzos to make the Mitzvah Shachar. Now let's look in the Mishnah Berurah, page 22. So in Siv Katan Lamed, it says, "I feel Mamashkim Achar Chatzos Laila." Even if you get up, he says you can make all the brachas after chatzos. Wow. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed. Kodem or Hayom. Afil b'mashkim achar chatzos laila. Le'ez inyan. V'daito lachzo v'lishan od achakach. Shein eskev v'il hati yukhol l'verach chol eila brachot shuv lo yitzach v'verach l'shom shigyor b'boker. Vabir kazakha shama yomar m'lo chasima. So he says that if you got up after Chatzos for some reason, say, I don't know, you wanted to call someone Eretz Yisrael or whatever, you got up after Chatzos, but he's planning to go back to sleep. So he can make the brachas, he says. Make the brachas. Because like you said, maybe it's like the Dr. Lieber, it's the astronomical day, 12 to 12. So then maybe that sheet of holes that you can make brachas HaShachar. But you see a big kiddush, even though the day part of the day is only 40. And the night part of the day is that shki, it's ace, whatever. So we're going to give someone but to treat it like day because it's chatzos. And chatzos is the beginning of, and obviously in the secular calendar, it's the beginning of the new year, you know, it's pronounced, you know, happy holiday, whatever. Yes. So that has halachic bearing. So interesting. We always think that that's a Kaddishah thing, that Chatzos, new year, new day. It could be that's a halacha that some Chatzos, if you wake up after Chatzos, you can make this a shot.
First, Talmud.
Yeah, it's more Kabbalistic. It says, "Uvikzavim." That's the Shara Kavanos. That's what we just saw. Yuchol Omer and Nosim Lasef Mivin Hamiyad Achachas Hol Salayim. Well,
don't we sort of hold like that with Slichos? Maybe for a different reason, but like you're not really supposed to say slichos before chatzos, but that's like when the period begins for it.
Yeah, it might have something similar, maybe. But it doesn't say this anywhere in the Gemara, this idea. It's from the Arizal. It's from the more Kabbalistic. The Arizal was into the whole sphere, not say anything like Balmer, maybe Erev Yontif. Tell me if I'm wrong, Rav Yitzchak. Maybe you can tell me. I was growing up years ago in the Yeshiva Flatbush. There was no concept of the first half of the sphere, the second half of the sphere. Kept the whole thing.
There were people that said, you counted from Rosh Chodesh, the Tzira Chumash started at Rosh Chodesh and went till the end, and then the other Shita was that it started right at the end of Chag and went until Lag BaOmer. Those were the two opinions. That was how I
remember. Yeah, so what I remember is we didn't have any two opinions. Mm-hmm. We just kept the whole thing.
Except
for Lag BaOmer.
I remember it being that there was a, you know, that the
Chumash
really started at Rosh
Chodesh. Yeah, but that was my Tkufa, I don't know. We never had such a. It was the Omer.
Okay.
The whole Omer.
That's it.
I think you got an Omer for Lag BaOmer.
Right.
I think that's from the Arizal. And I think it had to do with the influence of Chabad in that era. The Chabad is into their Rizal and the Bissinian and other Inyanim, and they popularized these halachas, and their influence had people not even realizing that there's a concept of the first part of the sphere and the last part of the sphere. It's the whole story.
Yeah.
Whole thing. So the Arizal has interesting halachas, but this thing is not. It's in the Magen Avraham here, page 1. Ksavim from the Chaim Vital. Yuchol Omer had no zim lezefli. He had achar chatzos alayim. And that's what it says in the that's a tremendous finish. And after chatzos alayla, but what you're saying is it's the astronomical day. And you can make Birkas HaShachar. And the Shara Kavanos on page 16 says Leil is Kod of Chatzos, Laila is Achar Chatzos. And that's it. That was the story. But a lot of times people wait, get up, they only wait till after the Shachar to make the brachas. But you say you don't have to wait till Amun HaShachar. Maybe from the Adosin Lasach Vivino, you should wait. Because it says the Hafkim and Yom Veilayla. But if it's not Hafkim and Yom Veilayla, then you're up. So as we saw that some say because you got up. But the Medrash Chai is saying even if you got up and you're planning to go back to sleep, it would be very logical then to say once you wake up from that's the time to make because. But if Dr. Einstein he would be here, he would say the same thing he said last week, that Birkas HaShachar doesn't say that. I mean, it's it's a label, but it's not a halakhic. It's not a halakhic construct. But it says technically from Chatzos HaLaila, and the Beni Shai says if you're up at Chatzos HaLaila, like he's going for Slichas, you say Birkas HaShachar. Even though you got to go to sleep afterwards and not wake up till the morning, which would be the more logical time, but he says no. He says that's what the Mekubalim say, that you make it after Chatzos HaLaila. And don't even go to sleep first. Make it now. Even though you would think it's better to make it in the morning. Because Shachar. And that's the Shachar Kavanah on page 6. That's right. That's a good point. Yeah. Right, but it could be it's only if you wake up at Chatzos. So then you can say that's the beginning of that's when you're waking up for the day and it's after Chatzos, so you can make Birkas HaShachar. But you understand? That you woke up for the day at Chatzos or before Chatzos or after Chatzos. But the question is, if you're up, you never went to sleep, and you're up, so that's a different shaila than whether.
On page 14, it's different.
Yeah, he says.
Agam shelo asani eved etoy b'kishain levarach ki im shiagias man ki im tfilinu.
Right, Vakim should give Vakim so yeah.
So
the
Al Kane Yarash Paul Inla Brahot in the Bar Ki in Bayon. I think in Batamash Shahra it's a purple in Batalakshan. Belly be my heart is
speculate, you know.
Like gam in Hebrew means someone be taught.
No, but it also means that he's not sure it's right.
Right.
I have my reservations. So he says that Kolel Brachos and Levarchos Ki Bayom. Kedim Adam Mashkim Kodem Olos Shachar. That says Vayach Olumud. They died to Lachs of Lishon Kodem Hayom. Shem Olos Shoy Yivarech.
Says and Ol Almakish Mashkim Slichos Almay Shemim Asifod Shem Aram Olashachar Matfilim Makalaver.
So
I guess if we're off specific sleeper,
maybe it makes a difference if they went to sleep and they're getting up or if they never went to sleep. Just shemashkim and slichas. Okay, so and the Beni Shai says even because it has hashpos. So the Beni Shai says that even if you're up at 2 o'clock at night and now you're going to go to sleep, before you go to sleep, make brokas a shachar. Wow. So that's the Kiddush over here. Mishloah Yoshev Kol Alayim Brachah B'Shach was Kol HaBrachas. So this is the first time in Halacha. I mean, you have Halacha, by Korban Pesach, you have Katzos. But to say that this is starts a new day, that's a very, for Brachas HaShachar, and he would say, you know, it's a very big Kiddush. What do you say, Ari?
So, is it that you're supposed to be saying it then, or is it just like I had to say it at this
time? He's not actually supposed to, because that was then you're forfeiting the hashpos.
How long does that period last? Like, because 2 a.m. is a while after Chatzos. Like, at what point is it doesn't make a difference anymore?
No, you have after Chatzos, starting from after Chatzos. Hopefully it'll lead to the morning when you say it anyway.
Right. No, but I mean, what is the time period that the window in which it's very good to do it?
Oh, Chatzos on.
Oh.
Well.
So we're supposed to change our...
No. I'm not here to try to tell you to change your approach. Because the mindset is it's not our minute. It's not our minute. So we wait till the morning. But he's saying that not only you can make it, it's preferable to make it after Chatzos.
But why is that more preferable than the morning? Because if he's saying from Chatzos onwards...
So then you're forfeiting the time. In other words, the Hashpos already could start coming from Chatzos. If you would say the brachos. So you're forfeiting a couple of hours with the brachos.
Oh, okay. I see.
So he's holding chatchila. You should do it at chatzos. So
the sooner the better, right.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I think, is it possible that in that time they had the minig of David HaMelech? They would get up before chatzos. And that was it? That was up for the day? And on a rare occasion, they went to sleep late. So that every night, they got up at 12. That was their life.
So you're saying that maybe that people, what, they got up? Like,
they went to sleep. They went to sleep with the Tzeisek Echamim. That was a normal life. We don't know that life.
Right. And therefore... That's what you made. Are you right?
Because otherwise, it sounds very muzar. I mean, in his days, it sounds very strange.
Yeah.
He should at least bemerk it that it's strange. You know, he's saying it sounds like that was their normal world.
Right. Because the Shaya Chavonos is the one who was Mekadesh this. Page 6. And he's saying, right, it's an interesting point you're making. That would be the normal time to get up, but the Beni Shai is even saying that if you stayed up and you never went to sleep, you can say it after Chatzos. Then go to sleep.
But that's when he would say it every night.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
So on Shavuos for Sfaradi, did they say the Brichas HaShachar in the morning? No problem?
Yeah, I mean, you could say it at Chatzos even.
Right, so what does this rabbi do on the Shavuos? They just say by Chatzos, I mean, everyone, they're all, if they have the minute.
I don't know anyone who does this.
As a Ben Ishkai, you figured if anyone would do it, this far, then we'll do it.
Yeah, right.
Interesting.
It's interesting. Okay, we're both saying.
Sure.
Coming. Good to see you all. And as a sham, we'll continue next week. See you after the shrine.
That's a kayak.
That's
a kayak thing.